This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
AmericanMinute.com. Miracles in American History is his new book. And he's written many other books. You can check it out on AmericanMinute.com. You can also sign up for the daily bit of American history. And history is what we really need. It gives us perspective. And talking to William during the break, he had a great quote about history, what it is. Please share with us the quote, and then we'll go from there.
Arthur Schlesinger Jr. was a Pulitzer Prize-winning historian on John F. Kennedy's staff. And his quote is, "History is to the nation what memory is to the individual." So have you ever met an individual who has lost their memory? Maybe they have Alzheimer's. They forgot who they are. They forgot who you are. Guess what? We have national Alzheimer's. Here we are, the freest country that the planet has ever seen, with more individual opportunity and equality before the law. And we forgot how we got here. And as a result, we're like that Alzheimer patient. We're just letting things get taken away from us. And so when I give these history stories, it's sort of like going to someone in that condition and the little flicker comes back into their eyes and they begin to say, "Well, that's who I am. I'm beginning to remember things." So one of the things I point out is the big picture. And so I decided to research every civilization that's ever existed on the planet. I went back to the beginning of the invention of writing, Sumerian cuneiform on clay tablets in the Mesopotamian Valley between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. Today that's Iraq. That was the beginning of writing around 3300 B.C. Even the astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson says it was here between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers 5,000 years ago that we learned how to write. And so even he acknowledged that, you know, writing was not that long ago. And so if you round it out, 3,000 or 4,000 B.C., we're around 2,080. That's around 5,000 or 6,000 years of writing, human beings writing down human records. Egyptian hieroglyphics were invented around 3,000 B.C. Chinese characters around 2,600 B.C. And so you think of it, 6,000 years is not that long. It's only 60 people living 100 years each back to back. We've all met someone who's lived 100 years, maybe a grandmother. I think they said the oldest person alive is some lady in Japan who's like 116. But 60 people living 100 years each back to back is 6,000 years. It's not that long. But now that we have 6,000 years of records, what do these records show? They show the most common form of government is a king. They go by different names, pharaoh, Caesar, Kaiser, Sultan, Tsar. And as the centuries go on, the kingdoms get bigger. Why? Because with military advancements, you can kill more people. Iron's stronger than bronze, gunpowder, stirrups, right? But it's that same fallen nature of Cain, Kill, and Abel, but instead of a rock, you're using gunpowder. And as the centuries go on, the kingdoms get bigger, Attila the Hun, Genghis Khan. But finally, the King of England had the largest empire that planet Earth had ever seen. 13 million square miles, 500 million people. All of India, 1/4 of the world's population right there, Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, British Guyana, Canada, and America. He was a globalist. He was a one-world government guy. And America's founders decided they didn't like this globalist king telling us what to do, so they wanted to break away, and they flipped it and made the people the king. So we pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic. The republic is the people are king ruling through representatives. The word citizen means co-king. We're all citizens. We're all co-kings of this thing. We're pledging allegiance to us being in charge of ourselves. So when somebody protests the flag, what they're saying is, "I don't want to be the king anymore. I protest this system where I participate in ruling." It's like, okay, the only alternative is having the rubber band snap back into the hands of one person, and you got your king again. And so where kings are in charge, it's a pyramid. If you're friends with the king, you're more equal. If you're not friends with the king, you're less equal. And if you're an enemy of the king, you're at the bottom of the pyramid, you're a slave or you're dead. It's called treason. And so wherever you go, from Chinese emperors to Indian Maharajas to King Kamehameha's, it's this pyramid structure. And it's basically like a gang. You know, you put some kids on a playground and you always have a bully hogging the ball. And you put some junior high girls in a clique and one of them is the diva. and you put some people in the woods. One of them's the Indian chief, and you put them in the inner city. One of them's a gang leader. And all a king is the glorified gang leader. And so you have this pyramid structure. It keeps getting bigger and bigger. Clearly, there's a global aspect, a goal in mind, one world government. But America's founders were breaking away from the most powerful king of their day, the King of England. They flipped it and made the people the king. And so when we tell these stories, we're giving the memory back. It's like, okay, that's who we are as a people. This is really unique. We get to decide the laws. We get to decide, you know. And so in my research, in my books, I actually trace it back to ancient Israel. So when they come out of Egypt around 1400 B.C., for 400 years, Israel does not have a king. They're ruled by the law. The law says everyone's equal. And it worked for 400 years as long as the priest taught the law. And finally, the priest stopped teaching the law, and it says every man did what was right in their own eyes. The rubber band snapped back, and they get King Saul. And Samuel said, the Lord tells Samuel, they did not reject you, they rejected me. So God, with ancient Israel, the first 400 years, was doing something, an anomaly, a total unique thing on the planet. Instead of kings and pharaohs and, you know, emperors, it's the people ruling themselves for 400 years with no king. And so America's founders looked back to ancient Israel as the model. They were teaching Hebrew at Yale and at Harvard. And one of the things I point out, is that, did America's founders really look to ancient Israel? One instance, the Constitution was written, but it needed to be ratified by 9 states. They had 8. New Hampshire was in line to be the 9th. But it was having a deadlock. And so the Harvard president, Samuel Langdon, gives an address at the New Hampshire convention. The address is titled The Republic of the Israelites, an Example to the American States. Instead of the 12 tribes of Israel, we may substitute the 13 states of the American Union and see this application plan. It goes on and talks about it. After his address, they vote, they ratify it. They're the 9th state to ratify the Constitution, so it goes into effect. Our U.S. Constitution went into effect after the sermon, The Republic of the Israelites, an Example to the American State. So America's founders did this flip thing where we, the people, are the king. We're all taught the law. We're accountable to God. And so we can maintain order without some king ruling us through fear. And so I bring this out so we get our memory back, so we realize how unique it is. And that's why we are happy to break away from the King of England. And it's an experiment in self-government that had never been tried on such a large scale before. And no one knew it was going to work or not. And it has for 200 years.
Why do we see so many voices saying, oh, our founders, they weren't Christian. This is not a Christian nation. Christianity, the Bible, had nothing to do with our country. I mean, it's just absurd. It is absolutely absurd when you look at these people, their writings. It is ridiculous. But yet that's being taught like it's gospel truth.
Yeah, one of the things that I found is the ignorance between federal and state governments. And so each state, each colony was founded by a different Christian denomination. Virginia was Anglican from 1606 to 1786, and you had to take the oath of supremacy to hold office. You had to acknowledge the king was the head of the church. Massachusetts was a Puritan colony, and they would chase out the Quakers and everybody else. New York was originally a Dutch Reformed colony. Connecticut and New Hampshire were Congregationalist Christian colonies. Maryland was originally a Catholic colony. Delaware and New Jersey were originally Swedish Lutheran colonies. And they didn't get along, and they chased each other out of each other's colonies. After the Revolution, they had to work together, and so they began to tolerate each other, but it was on a state level. And so what I did is I read through all the state constitutions and every revision to every state constitution and found some really interesting stuff. 9 of the original 13 state constitutions required office holders to be Protestant Christians in order to hold office. I mean, here's New Jersey, 3rd state to ratify the Constitution. Its state constitution said all persons professing a belief in the faith of any Protestant sect shall be capable of being elected. Georgia, the 4th state to ratify the Constitution, said representatives shall be chosen out of the residents in each county, and they shall be of the Protestant religion. Massachusetts, 6th state to ratify the Constitution. All office holders shall declare, I believe, the Christian religion and of a firm persuasion of its truth, And the state shall authorize support of public Protestant teachers of piety, religion, and morality. That was the beginning of the public school system. Now, you had some liberal states, like Maryland. All you had to do to hold office was to be a Christian. You didn't have to be a Protestant. You could be a plain Christian, which allowed Catholics to hold office. So Maryland was the seventh state to ratify the Constitution. Its state constitution said no other test is required to hold office than a declaration of support to the state and a declaration of belief in the Christian religion. Pennsylvania was a liberal state. Ben Franklin signed its constitution. All you had to do to hold office was declare, I believe in one God, creator and governor of the universe, rewarder of the good, punisher of the wicked, and acknowledge the scriptures of the Old and New Testament to be given by divine inspiration. You think that was liberal? Yeah. You could be Catholic or Protestant and say, yeah, I believe in God and in the Old and New Testament. And so you see that all of the states had these religious requirements. They just didn't want the federal government to pick one of these denominations and make it the national one. They sort of didn't want a federal Walmart to come in town and put out of business all their mom and pop shop store, you know. And so the First Amendment was limiting the federal government only. That's why it says Congress shall make no law. Question, who's limited by that? I think the federal Congress. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Congress shall not take away the freedom of press, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of right to trial by your peers, freedom of right to possess and bear arms. Congress shall. Who's limited? It limits the federal Congress. It doesn't limit the state, doesn't limit the coaches, doesn't limit the school teachers, doesn't limit the students who want to wear T-shirts, and doesn't limit anybody except the federal government. And so religion was under state's jurisdiction. And that's the today you have these people that do very shallow research, and they go back and they read the federal stuff, and they say, oh, they don't mention God there. They mustn't have believed in God. It's like, no, read the state constitutions. And so Joseph Story was put on the Supreme Court by James Madison. He said the whole power over the subject of religion is left exclusively to state governments to be acted on according to their own state constitutions. And it's a simple understanding, but it's amazing how people can write books. But I talked, you know, my dad and three brothers were attorneys, and they might have one class in law school on the Constitution. And guess what? They never read the Constitution. They read cases about Stunning. The Constitution, but they never read the Constitution. And,
Stunning.
Anyway,
there's the music, the music for the break. Yeah, that's stunning. On the other side, how did we get to this idea of separation of church and state, which, you know, Jefferson made as an offhanded comment in one of his letters to really support religion? And then how do we take prayer out of school? How do we get to that? Look, short segment coming up on the other side. William Federer, AmericanMinute.com. Absolutely fantastic to have him here. What a resource. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Found voice for our heritage, for our history, for the truth of who we are and who are we. It is really the question of the age. The Declaration of Independence pronounces by law really the only that's in existence, where by law we're recognized as divine beings created and endowed by something more than what we see. And the profoundness of that is stunning. It is too big for me to even to fathom and to even express to you. But I know that they're taking it away from us. And I can see that in the schools. And when prayers started getting out of schools, late 50s, early 60s, and we let that happen and we didn't say anything, how in the world did we go from, you know, George Washington, days of fasting, the whole nation, Congress calling on the whole nation to fast, to now you can't even mention God in school? How did we get there, William?
Well, it's incremental, and I bring out in my book, I wrote a book called Backfired, A Nation Born for Religious Tolerance No Longer Tolerates the Religion of Its Founders. So religion was under each individual state's jurisdiction, sort of like a racetrack with 13 lights. And you had some states that were really fast, like Pennsylvania and Rhode Island, and they were expanding religious freedom. Other states were really slow. Connecticut established the congregational denomination as the official state denomination up until 1818. Massachusetts, up until 1833, you had to be a congregational Christian to hold office. And you had a wave of Catholic immigration in the early 1800s because of an Irish potato famine. Millions of Irish Catholics flood into Boston, Philadelphia, New York, and the Catholic percentage goes from 2% to 20%. There's a big anti-Catholic backlash. It settles down, and then states change their constitution to say instead of being Protestant, all you have to do is be a Christian. Then there's the persecution of Jews in Bavaria over in Germany in the middle 1800s, and 250,000 Jews come across. And the Jewish percentage goes from 0.1% up to 2% of the population. And there's a backlash and it settles down, and many states change their constitutions to let Jews hold office. One, Maryland, 1851, their state constitution was changed to every office holder had to be a Christian, and if the party shall profess to be a Jew, the declaration shall be of a belief in a future state of rewards and punishments. So now, in 1851, you could hold office in Maryland if you were a Christian or a Jew. People say, well, how could they do that with separation of church and state? Easy. Separation of church and state was to keep the federal government out of state business. That's what it says, right? First Amendment, Congress shall make no law. It limits the federal Congress. It doesn't limit the state. And then you had evolution come along. And Darwin's Evolution of Species. And you had, in 1859, and you got a guy named Herbert Spencer that wants to apply evolution to everything, including law. And Herbert Spencer coined survival of the fittest, that phrase, survival of the fittest, that's Herbert Spencer. And so this influences Harvard Law School. It's the only law school in the country that teaches evolutionary law. Christopher Columbus Langdell is the head, and he calls it case precedent theory of law. So instead of going back to reading the Founding Fathers, which is what every other law school in the country did, Harvard was unique, saying, forget the Founding Fathers, just take the most recent case and you can bend it a little bit at a time. I once used the illustration of, have you ever tried to bend a foot-long piece of rebar, you know, that big metal steel, you know, that they put into concrete?
Yeah.
It's really hard. But if you have a 20-foot piece of this rebar, real long, you can put some of it up, you know, to a post or something in a tree, and you can bend the thing. And so, you know, you take this First Amendment, you bend it, the case precedent theory of law, you bend it a little bit at a time, so it goes in the opposite direction. That so then throw into the mix slavery. Lincoln Republican frees the slaves. Your Republican John Bingham of Ohio pushes through the 14th Amendment to force these southern states to give rights to the freed slaves. Southern Democrats were passing Jim Crow laws and black codes, saying, yeah, you're free, but we're going to treat you like a slave anyway. Republicans said, no, we're going to pass this 14th Amendment to force the state to give due process and rights. And during this time, the debates of the 14th Amendment, someone said, well, you know, this is different than the first 10 amendments, which were handcuffs on the federal government. This 14th Amendment is more or less the federal government taking the handcuffs off its wrists and putting them on the state's wrists, telling the states what they can and cannot do. And John Bingham of Ohio, the guy that introduced the amendment, said, I repel the suggestion that this amendment would ever take away from any state any right that belongs to it. Well, guess what?
Wow.
That's exactly what happened, because you began to get these evolutionary Harvard justices like Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr., and they would say, hey, let's use this 14th Amendment to get into all the stuff that's going on in the states, and we'll take stuff out of state's jurisdiction, put under the federal. Finally, in 1947, the federal government took religion out of state's jurisdiction, put it under the federal jurisdiction. And
hold that thought, Will.
I hear the music there.
There's the music. We'll finish on the other side. Very important. Wow, great history. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. AmericanMinute.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump issues his first veto overruling Congress to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding.
I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution, and that's what it was. And I have to, in particular, thank the Republican strong, wonderful people, the Republican senators that were on our side and on the side of border security.
Former FBI Joint Task Force member Steve Rogers tells Fox News, if you see something, say something, after the terrorist shooting that took place at a New Zealand mosque, injuring 40 people and killing 49 others.
It's incidents like this that will trigger those on the edge that will attempt to copycat this horrific act. So saying that, law enforcement worldwide, not only here in America, but worldwide, they have data banks of people that they are watching, that they're looking at, that they're surveilling.
This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com for a store near you.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We'll get back to William in just a second. We're up to 1947 when the federal government really took control of things that should have been states, violation of the Constitution, what have you. The Power Mall, that's how we're funded. We don't get the checks from the school curriculums to make the textbook. We don't get a check from George Soros. We get checks from you and your support. We thank you. Thank you for your purchases, your donations. Really want to appreciate your donations and your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. We can now accept the credit cards on the site, the Power Mall. You know about what happened with our merchant account because of the hemp and all. We have that correct. And also, you can use PayPal, as always. 10% off Helon and Lamb Creams, the 10% off the Magnesium Gel, the Magnesium Oil, the Himalayan Salt, the North American Urban Spice products, all on sale, back in stock, the Bone Active, very important. The Hempanol, it's not on the website, but you can call Jay and get it. The Clay from Perrier, on sale also. The sodium lauryl sulfates, you don't want them in the shampoos and soaps. Well, we got Vitamir products, shampoo, conditioner, and natural soaps, goat milk soap, without any of those things. Of course, the Cardio Miracle, the Strauss Heart Drops, the Mother Earth Minerals, all these things on sale over at the Power Mall, and so much more. Please check them out. If you don't want to buy, consider a donation to us, and that we're allowed to bring people like William here because of your energy and your support. So thank you. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Getting back to William. William, we're up to about 1947 with this prayer at a school, and take it from there.
Right. So the religion was under state jurisdiction. The states were expanding at their own speed. Then finally you get a judge named Hugo Black. FDR puts him on the Supreme Court. His only judicial experience, he had been a police court judge for 1 year. But then he became a Democrat senator, and then FDR put him on the Supreme Court. He had zero experience on the court. He's the one who pushes through the Everson versus Board of Education decision in 1947 that takes religion out of state jurisdiction. It's interesting, his biographer writes that after he issued the decision took religion out of state jurisdiction, gave a whole new meaning to separation of church and state. After his decision, he gets a letter from someone suggesting he reads the annals of Congress where they debated the First Amendment. And so he scribbles a note and says, get volume one and let's see what they had to say. The justice that issued the decision on the First Amendment that gave us our current concept of separation of church and state, the justice had never read the debates in the first Congress that passed the First Amendment. Total,
oh gosh.
It's incomprehensible how this happened. But nevertheless, now it's considered settled law. And that we're having this high and impregnable wall of separation. You go back, that's not what the founders intended. They simply didn't want one federal denomination. They didn't want Spain had the Catholic Church. England had the Anglican Church. Scotland had the Presbyterian Church. Holland had the Dutch Reformed Church. Greece had the Greek Orthodox Church. All throughout Europe, it was one denomination per country. And if you didn't believe the way the king did, you were persecuted, you fled. That's what they, and then many colonies had similar things. That's what they didn't want a repeat of in America. They didn't want one denomination being chosen as the national denomination. They didn't realize that 200
years later. Let me ask you a specific question. Let me ask you a real specific question, because I get real fired up about schools, and I think that's where the rubber meets the road. I mean, expert after expert I have on the show points to, if you're going to talk about a list of the top five problems with America, you're going to go straight to schools. They're not teaching our heritage. They're teaching something else. They really are ripping our inheritance from us by polluting our children's minds. I am just over the moon adamant about this. From your experience, I mean, you're a historical expert. Is there anything that leads you away from the idea that this is some calculated plan to change the way our children are educated, that some operation is being brought against us? I mean, is there anything that tells you that that is not true?
Well, you go back to the early 20th century and you read the writings of the socialists, and they talk about having to separate a country from its past before it can come into the new utopian socialist future. This happened during the French Revolution. What did they do? They tore down statues, like good King Henry IV of France, who helped try to unite the Protestants and Catholics. During the French Revolution, they tore a statue down. They dug up graves, St. Genevieve. During the 5th century, she got all of Paris to fast and pray, and Attila the Hun skipped
sacking Paris. She's considered the patron saint of Paris during the French Revolution. They dig up her grave and destroy her bones. They don't want done in the year of the Lord, and so they make 1792 the new year one, like they're starting off fresh. They didn't want a seven-day week with a Sabbath rest, so they came up with a 10-day week called a decade week. Each day had 10 hours. Each hour had 100 minutes. Each minute had 100 seconds. And they said every measurement had to be divisible by 10, because that was the number of man with 10 fingers and 10 toes, and they called it the metric system. Maybe that's why I never really liked the metric system. And Napoleon spreads all this French secularism all around Europe. But it was this idea they had that they had to trash and get rid of the past before they could go into this new utopian future of liberté, fraternité, and democracy, right? All it was this dictatorship of Napoleon ended up taking over. And so every communist revolution says we have to destroy the past. So the communists in China, Mao Zedong, they destroyed 5,000 years of history. I mean, monuments and bases and all kinds of stuff. Because he kills 80 million people. Anybody that wore glasses, they killed, because they figure if you had glasses, you could read. If you read, you knew the past. And they wanted to cut from the past. They killed 80 million people. So they had this mass of uneducated young people that they could brainwash into the People's Republic of China. Pol Pot did the same thing in Cambodia. Here he kills a third of his own country. Anybody that was educated, anybody that could read, he kills them all. And so we see that the socialist concept is you want to separate the people from their past. One of the tactics that they used is called deconstruction. And it's a sales technique where you say, if I was a toothpaste salesman, the first thing I do is say negative things about the toothpaste you're currently using. You're still using that old stuff. Don't you know, eat the enamel off your teeth? Ooh, you're repulsed by it. Now I got you into the neutral, you're open minded. What are all the toothpastes out there? Then I give you my pitch for this brand new toothpaste, a tartar-controlled breath freshener, and strengthens your enamel. And so what they do is they go into the classrooms, they say negative things about the founding fathers. They took land from Indians, sold people into slavery, they were chauvinists. Ooh, these students are repulsed by them. Now you got the students into a neutral ground. They're open-minded. What are all the belief systems that are out there? Then you give them your pitch for socialism or LGBT or Islam. And so we see Europe has gone through this. Europe went from a Judeo-Christian Europe with Catholic cathedrals, Protestant Reformation in Jewish neighborhoods. But then with the French Revolution, turns into a secular Europe with anything goes, Napoleon spreading French secularism. And now it's turning into an Islamic Europe, with Mohammed being the number one name for newborns in London, Milan, and in Brussels, with no-go zones. And so you see the trend. We've gone from Bibles in the schools to condoms in the schools. Now it's hijabs in the schools, Muslim veils. And so whenever you study history, you can't help but see the trends. And when you're caught up in the day-to-day news, one of my presentations, I start off with a digitized picture. And you're so zoomed in, all you see is the pixels. And I ask the audience, what are you looking at? It's like, I can't tell. This one pixel looks as good as the other. But if I click zoom out, zoom out, zoom out, all of a sudden you see a nose and a face, and all of a sudden you recognize the person. Sometimes we're so zoomed into the day-to-day news. Today sort of looks like yesterday, but if you zoom out, look at a couple decades, a couple centuries, a couple millenniums, like, oh, now I can recognize what's going on. We've gone from dictators and tyrants to the America's founders breaking away, but now after every crisis, we see people surrendering their freedoms to some government person saying they're going to solve it. But what happens is power is concentrating back into the hands of fewer and fewer and fewer people who claim to be smarter and smarter, and the common people are turning into subjects. Instead of them being the kings, the citizens, they're turning into whatever the state says. The state will take care of my medical, they'll feed me, they'll, you know. I love what Gerald Ford said about 100 times in his speeches. The government that's big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take away everything you have. And so but anyways, so it's this transition concept. And one of the key moments that this takes place is during crises. So if everything's the way it is, people are like, yeah, I don't want to give up my freedoms. But if there's a crisis, there's random killing and there's violence, it's like, yeah, anybody that can come along and stop the random, insecurity of life and property. And so it gave birth to a whole system of full philosophical study of creating intentional crises to cause people to give up their freedom.
There's the music on the other side, the last segment. Last segment with William Federer. Wow, it's been fantastic. AmericanMinute.com is his website. We're at thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. One more segment with the man himself, William Federer.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In the last week or two, gentlemen, you know, I've talked about this story in Britain. I'm fascinated by it. I'm puzzled by it. I wake up in the morning and I'm contemplating this. It's befuddling in so many ways and profound in others. The conviction of the parents of 600 Muslim students in Britain, they said, our children will never attend these schools while you are going to teach LGBT curriculum. Our 6-year-old, 7-year-old doesn't need to learn this crap. And we're not coming back, period. and the schools relented. Of course they did. Conviction is king right now. Showed us, I'm embarrassed as an American, as a Christian, that we need Muslims in a foreign country to teach us how to handle these situations. My question to you, William, is why do we need to look to a foreign country, to a total different religion, to teach us, and where are the Christian churches here in America?
Well, the Christian churches in America, you have many that are doing good things and a whole lot of them that are neglecting being the salt of the earth. You know, Jesus, the Bible gives commands to five groups. First, individuals. Second, families. Third, employers and employees. Fourth, church. And fifth, government. So the commands to the individual is to be charitable, give to the poor, right, turn the other cheek. There's no command for the family to be charitable. The father's supposed to, you know, take care of the kids, and the children submit to the parents, and the husbands love the wives. The employers are supposed to not hold back the wages, and the worker is supposed to give an honest day's wage. The church is commanded to be charitable. Take care of the widows and the orphans and the poor, and the church has done that. Most of the hospitals were started by churches. Most of the universities were started by churches, right? The government's command is the simplest: protect the innocent, punish the guilty. There is no command for the government to take care of the poor or to get involved in education or to get involved in health care. The government is just supposed to protect the innocent, punish the guilty. What we've done is, since we don't know this, we think, oh, since it has to be done, it's the government's job to do it. No. When the early church started, people sold their property. They brought the money to the feet of who? The apostles, the church. They said, they didn't sell their property and bring the money to Pilate and say, here, Pilate, here's a little more money for the secular Roman government to spread around. It's like, no, when something needs to be done, it's the church's job to do it. And so the church traditionally has been involved with the benevolence ministries and, you know, hospitals and medical clinics in foreign countries and so forth. So we have to understand that don't make the government do something that it's not supposed to do. Why? Every government program is administered to by people who are in who want to keep their jobs. And the temptation is going to be for them to administer this program in such a way as to funnel money to those that can help them get reelected and take money away from those that will hurt their reelection. And this turns into what's called the deep state. It's this big bureaucratic monstrosity where everybody wants to keep their jobs and they want to grow and grow. And so there's actually a group that doesn't want the poor to stop being poor, because then the poor won't need them anymore. And but I'm sort of getting off track there. But we have to understand that church is the, I tell people, the most important thing is to bring people to Christ. The second most important thing is to preserve the freedom to do the most important thing. If you're really convinced the gospel is the answer, you will be involved wanting to preserve the freedom to preach the gospel. Because in Saudi Arabia or Pakistan, it's the death penalty to preach the gospel. In, you know, China now, it's becoming illegal to preach the gospel. North Korea, it's labor camps if you preach the gospel. And if the LGBT agenda has its way, like in Houston, where a lesbian mayor wanted to censor all the sermons of all the pastors in the city of Houston, they want to tell you what's sin and what's not sin. And they were going to say, well, you know, you don't need a savior if there's no more sin. And so if you're really convinced the gospel's the answer, you're going to be involved in being the salt of the earth to preserve the freedom to preach the gospel. And that second part is what a lot of churches haven't come around to understanding, that there is a command that says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, which means that you want to leave a country with as much safety and as much freedom and opportunity as you received to your kids. And what type of person are you if you leave them one where it's more dangerous and they don't have the freedom to preach the gospel and so forth? So we have to understand that there is a responsibility. I love the word ecclesia. You know, in for centuries, the word ecclesia, they had translated it church. But then, you know, when the Reformation was taking place, a lot of Greek scholars were digging, and they found out that the word ecclesia is a Greek word which means assembly of the people. It means a congregation, a called out assembly. And so that's why you had these, the Reformation period, you had the Puritans and the Presbyterians and the Baptists saying, no, it's the church that makes decisions, and it's not a hierarchical top down, it's the people bottom up. That fueled our form of government in America, where New England, where all these little, you know, everybody voted in their Congregationalist church, and everybody voted in their little community. And so it's the empowerment of the people. We don't just have the freedom to vote. We're going to be held accountable to God for what happens. That the pastors need to tell the congregation.
Let me interject. Are you basically the question? You know, I'm picking on the Baptists here, but why isn't the Southern Baptist convention saying, telling all their congregation, take your children out of school until they get rid of this curriculum? Why aren't the Southern Baptist convention doing this? That's basically the question. Is it because they're letting down on the mission? They've fallen down? What?
Well, I don't know enough about individual.
I mean, I'm picking on them.
Politics.
Yeah, I'm picking on them. But
I do know that we've done disservice to our children by not demanding that God stay in the schools. Bill Murray, Madeline Murray O'Hare's son, he's a friend of mine. He's a Christian. He has Religious Freedom Coalition. But his mother sued on his behalf to get prayer out of the schools in Maryland in 1963 and then Bible reading in 1964. And based on this misunderstood understanding of separation of church and state, prayer was taken out. And what did the church do? Nothing. We just said, oh, well, we'll just tell our kids that they can still pray, but, just do it quietly and you can do your religion stuff at home. Like, no, you're sending them there. They're getting indoctrinated. They're getting software loaded on their little brain. And God's not a part of it. And anyway.
You got time. This is a long. You got about 15, 20 seconds. Go ahead, Wayne. Last word is yours.
But the idea is that we need to be the salt of the earth. And if we're really Christians, we're going to want to continue to have the freedom to preach the gospel. But there's hope. It's in times of crises that God raises up leaders, whether it's a Gideon, a David, or a Moses. Whenever there's a crisis, he loves to raise up little nobodies with faith and courage. And so you and then everyone in the listening audience, you're those little nobodies that God's raising up.
Oh, fantastic. William Federer, AmericanMinute.com is the website. Well worth your time. Well worth signing up for the daily history charge there for you. And his new book, Miracles in American History, you can check it out there and his many other books. God bless you.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.